For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcasts and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
All right, folks, you're listening to In the Room. Yours truly, Total Protection, Misty Hughes, jamming it out right here on In the Room. Check me out sometimes. I am the man, the only man, who stole the Undertaker's urn. In the Room, everybody. It's going down live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, VOCNation.com. Brady Hicks here, and I'm so excited to be speaking with all of you. We're going to have a great time tonight. I can feel it. There's a lot of energy here. I'm feeling okay, Kathy. I took one for the team on Saturday. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Brady Hicks here. We have Kathy Fitz. What's going on, Kathy?
Not much, Brady. I did see that video, and I'm glad you're okay. I feel bad about you.
I took it like a champ. I took it like a champ. He told me that I want to lean my head away. That's what John Finnegan said. And
mm-hmm.
I certainly wouldn't have leaned into it, Kathy. I can tell you that. I certainly wouldn't have leaned into it. No, it was amazing. It was amazing. And one of the scariest things. We'll talk about that very, very shortly. We also have the one and only maestro of professional wrestling, Papa Stro. What's going on, man?
Hey, well, first off, I'm glad you survived the kick this weekend.
Oh,
Brady.
My goodness. That was brutal.
Oh, wow.
That was brutal.
It looked it. I'm coming off a pretty good weekend. I did some commentary for Shockwave Wrestling's event this past Saturday night, which was a pleasure to be a part of that. And, you know, thank you, Shockwave, for having me. And then the next day I was on set for an upcoming film called Hybrid, which should be out pretty soon. So I'm looking forward to that release. So, yeah, it's been a pretty cool weekend and great to be here, as always.
Yeah, so how was the Shockwave show? Because I love doing commentary. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Oh, it's great. They're really making strides right now in the like North Carolina coast area, and it's great to be part of an uprising promotion, and I'm glad they're doing well. So the more the merrier.
Oh, very cool. Very cool indeed. And I can't wait to hear about a hybrid as well as more information becomes available. I think it's going to be really cool. Yeah, so I was part of the ECWA on Saturday, Kathy. And I was the guest ringing at the 54th anniversary. Now, I've been kind of on and off the ring announcer and the commentary there for about 10 years on and off, really, if you think about it. So, you know, they asked me to be the guest ring announcer for the main event. And Sean Carr making his return, challenging Mr. Ooh La La. And I get in the ring, Kathy. He pops me. You know? It's right under the chin. It's so funny. It's so funny because he threatened to do it probably 6 or 7 years ago when he was with the company. And I just said, yeah, well, you know, you'll have to get me in a position. You'll never get me in that position. So you don't have to worry. But he got me. He got me. So.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, Mr. Ooh La La retained. It was an incredible show. I definitely recommend people check it out on IWTV. And, yeah, so that was my weekend. Obviously, Stro was busy with stuff. You were at Icons hanging out with what, like Brutus Beefcake, I'm guessing?
Brutus, Ricky Morton, Fonzie, Buddy Murphy.
Fonzie?
I mean, Buddy Matthews.
Like Fonzie Bear?
Fonzie, the referee.
Oh. Oh, Alfonso, I got you.
Yeah.
I didn't even like Fozzie Bear, like, Waka Waka.
Okay.
All right. This was a great time. How was the show in the evening?
It was packed. The place was sold out.
Okay.
And,
I got to ask you. Go ahead.
There you go.
I was just going to ask you if Bill Alfonso calls women daddy as well.
He calls everybody daddy.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
When you can't remember your name,
that's what I thought.
You're daddy.
very cool.
Ricky,
so that's everybody.
They did Buddy Matthews, a.k.a. Murphy, did a match with Casey Navarro.
Oh, nice.
It was absolutely amazing.
That's cool.
And then they, in the ECW arena, they have the banners of people, you know, still working, but legends. They called Paul Ellering into the ring. And they unveiled a hard, even though they never worked at ECW, for the Road Warriors.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
I got to ask
that
you, was it a precious moment?
Oh, yes. It was, you know, it was nice. I mean, you could tell Paul was getting teared up.
Cool. No, that is cool.
And, I mean, I had the chance to speak with Enzo.
Okay.
The man took my phone and just started taking selfies of he and I.
That's funny.
I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Just give me my phone back.
I like Enzo. I always did.
It was nice to see Ron Simmons and Jerry Briscoe and a lot of you. Very beginning ECW guys, as in DC Drake, and he said,
"Oh, DC, wow, okay."
Damian Cain. It was fun. It was good to see old friends. James Storm was there.
That's cool.
You know.
I mean, it was quite a mix of talent. You know, just looking at it, it looked incredible. I haven't done a wrestling convention in forever.
But you know what? I hate to say it. There was a lot of women there, women wrestlers.
I hate to hear that.
No clue who they were.
Yeah, I did see that. There were a lot of kind of lesser known independent talent there, so for sure. I understand you recruited our super fan. You said he would agree to call in tonight. Is it Dan, that guy?
No, not Dan.
What's his name?
Ed.
Dave? Ed.
Ed.
Stro, whenever Kathy and I used to do events, Ed is a lingerer. You know, he doesn't necessarily have a lot to say, Stro, but he loves to stand within 5 feet of you no matter what you're doing.
Oh.
He's that kind of fan. He's that. Like, Kathy and I would do, like, the live broadcast from CVW. He would practically have a seat with us. He was so excited to be there. He loves us.
Now, that's so, that hard there.
Yeah.
That hard fan.
So hopefully he calls in, Kathy.
No.
So I'm also disappointed. And for the fans this week, there won't be video because Stro was having trouble with his system. But I wore my Batman shirt tonight, and I was all excited. And
man.
So you just got a picture of me with a Batman shirt.
I can take a screenshot,
maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, please. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So it was a busy weekend all around. I actually spent the weekend down the shore, Kathy. Like, we went down Friday night. And, God, I got to be the best boyfriend in the world, you know, because, like, we drove down there. And, you know, we got up early. We went to the beach, and we were hanging out on the beach, Kathy. I left at 2 o'clock to drive 2 hours north to go to a wrestling show.
Oh.
2 hours and 20 minutes, really. And then 2:20 coming back. I went back down. I got back around midnight. I was going for about 10 hours. I was tired. I couldn't tell you the last time I had fast food. I stopped and got a Whopper along the way because I was starving.
Wow.
It is what it is, right? Yeah. It was a very good weekend. No, I don't need that crap. Don't tell Kelly I said it's crap. Although, honestly, the Whopper that I had probably was just as vegan as the other one. (laughs) 914-338-1885. So, lots to talk about tonight. I think WWE, as we barrel toward the draft, I think that a lot of people are going to start getting more excited. A lot of reactions too to our show from last week with the commentary about AEW and the brand split. It's kind of mixed, you know. A lot of people think maybe it would be a cool idea, and there are other people like this guy. Actually, his name is Ed. Not the same Ed, Kathy. Ed said that it already ruined WWE twice now. He doesn't want AEW to try it. I can understand that. Because it's something like it's a great idea, but you got to pull it off correctly. Otherwise, there's no point.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? So.
I do have to make a comment about AEW. Doing the competition piece for Owen Hart.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. I think it's awesome they're doing it.
I mean, a lot of people seem to be really excited. I hate to be a negative, Nelly. Stro, you know me. I hate to be negative.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not my thing, you know. Doesn't it seem a bit like kind of a ratings grab almost? Like you're using this guy's name, just knowing that people are going to tune in, even though he never had anything to do with your company, or about 95% of the wrestlers in it.
In a way, yes. And I'm sure he is doing it for ratings. But
well, yeah.
To remember Owen in whatever way. And like I said, I can understand how his widow is silly against him going into the Hall of Fame. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to be remembered for his talent and how he was.
He does. He does. And the only thing I can figure is they're going to get some footage of him in New Japan. Because otherwise I don't really see the point. Like, you're not going to be remembering him because WWE is not going to give you access to the footage. He basically was only in the three companies, and WWE owns two of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, but it's like, you know, it would be like if WWE had, like, a Bruiser Brody Cup, which I guess they would do. They're not above doing that. I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Stro? Is it a ratings grab or is it a great idea? Well, it could be both, I guess. But
I'm sure it's a little bit of both, but I just think it's cool that they're, you know, wanting to do something special for Owen. I mean, long time coming, really. I mean, this should have been done a long time ago, but I mean, I'm glad AEW is stepping up.
Maybe WWE should respond by doing a Brian Pillman Cup.
Not that.
Be interesting. People would criticize it if they did, which is funny to me, but it's all good. Yeah, I think so. It's basically going to be like a single elimination tournament, I'm guessing, right? I don't even know.
I think it might be.
Yeah. That, you know, and that wasn't the only major news to come out this week. Of course, we also saw, and I said it was going to be bad. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad. But the backlash from Dark Side of the Ring this week, the plane ride from hell, they didn't say one thing on that documentary that I didn't know. They didn't say anything that I think most wrestling fans who read the dirt sheets didn't know. And yet everybody's acting so surprised that this is what happened. And I hate to be that, like, Tommy Dreamer, I understand, like, he kind of put himself out there. And it's a dangerous spot today to put yourself out there. It is. He said what he thought, and he got punished for it. And Ric Flair got punished. But you're talking about stuff that happened 20 years ago that isn't even confirmed. And that's why Ric Flair went out categorically denied the whole thing. I'm not saying that he's not lying. He might be. I don't know. But it just seems strange to me that people are so quick, like, to throw away a reputation based on something like that, based on accusations, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
20-year-old accusations that we knew about for the last 20 years. I don't know.
Welcome to cancel culture.
I'm struggling with it. I know, it's so annoying. And people get really mad. Like, people that think that, like, it's okay to do all this, they get really mad if you call it cancel culture, too. That's what's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I still have a Ric Flair t-shirt. I plan on wearing it until I start getting in trouble for wearing it, so. I still think the mainstream's going to love Ric Flair. It's only the hardcore wrestling fans that watch that show that didn't know before. Who knows? But it's a shame. It's a shame. I hate to see anybody lose their job. Ric Flair just left WWE. The ironic thing is I think they probably would have let him go after that documentary just because of backlash. So it probably was well-timed on his part. But I would have liked to see him get some kind of a deal somewhere before, because I'm pretty sure AEW is not going to bring him in now. He's already had his car commercial canceled, which, like, God, like, that was my favorite part of Ring of Honor programming, was watching Ric Flair on the commercial. I don't know.
See, that's the thing.
It's a shame.
The thing. why are they wanting to be a part of a show like this? I mean, God knows what's going to happen a few shows down the road, and who else would want to put under Barry, and you know what I mean?
There's no benefit to it. There is no benefit to it whatsoever. And I realized this years ago. I think a large part of the reason why podcasts like ours struggle at times to get guests, it's not because they don't like us or because they don't know who we are. It's because why would you put yourself out there? You know, why would you take a chance? You know, people ask me, like, why I've never worked for WWE, and I've come close on a couple occasions, it seems like, but the bottom line is, at least in my opinion, I've got 12 years of, like, audio podcasts that'll give you examples of why I don't work there. You know? We make a lot of jokes, and I think we're just lucky enough to fly under the radar, but I don't understand why anyone would do a shoot interview with someone that they didn't completely trust. And in the industry, the people that you completely trust are really only like Stone Cold, Chris Jericho, Jim Ross. Do you know what I mean? Because they're going to guide it in such a way that it's not going to get into that stuff and you're not going to get in trouble. And, yeah, I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed the way people would like, is Dark Side of the Ring that big of a deal that people would like jeopardize their future just to go on it? I guess it is. So.
And Rick wasn't even there to defend himself on the show.
Yeah. No, and here's what I noticed. I thought that was really weird because they actually pointed out the people that they reached out to for comment that didn't get back to them or didn't come on. Like they mentioned, I think it was Scott Hall, Dustin Rhodes, and who was the other one that they said? Brock Lesnar was the other one. They reached out to them, and they agreed not to come. Or maybe Scott Hall, like, he might have just been on there for, like, a second just to, like, just say, like, you know, I don't remember this. I think I was drugged. But, and that was it. That was all he said, you know. Probably the smartest guy on the whole documentary. But they didn't say that Ric Flair refused to come on. And you know why they didn't say that Ric Flair refused to come on? They didn't say it because they didn't ask him. Because they didn't want it to turn into a back and forth. It conflicted with their story to have somebody denying what they're saying. That's just
so
my
they
opinion.
They pretty much had a narrative going
in,
right?
To me. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
they had a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It bugs me. It bugs me.
It
and
does.
I like the show. By and large, I like the show. And even the episode. I enjoyed the episode. I think they do a really good job of kind of putting you in that moment. But you got to take everything that's said by a third party. You know, if and I know the lady, the stewardess, that's not technically a third party. That's a first party because it was her and Ric Flair were the only two that were there. But they only asked one of them. Anybody else that has anything else to say about that, they're just giving their opinion, which they should be allowed to do. Tommy Dreamer wasn't offensive. I look back at it. Tommy Dreamer wasn't offensive. He didn't even excuse him. He just said, this is what he is. I've never seen him to be malicious.
How was that a bad thing? I don't get it.
I can understand a commercial being nervous about having Ric Flair on it. I can understand that. I don't understand why Tommy Dreamer lost his job.
Yeah.
I don't. And I hope to God, like, we fly just enough under the radar, Kathy, that I don't lose anything that I have because I just said that I think that Tommy Dreamer didn't deserve to lose his job. But that's the way society is today. It's scary.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can try as long as you want to, like, not bow to it, but everybody bows in the end.
Yeah, I'm like you, Brady. I hate to see people, you know, lose their livelihood and get their careers ruined with things like this.
It's stupid.
I really do.
I mean, you're talking about something that happened 20 years ago, and you're talking about a guy that didn't do it. but didn't do the alleged thing. We don't even know that the action happened. So you're talking about 20 years ago. You're talking about the guy that didn't participate in the alleged action, and it was an alleged action.
And there was a settlement, apparently.
There was a settlement. Right. This is what I said, like, Kathy, like, I hate Michael Vick, right? Mm-hmm. I have always hated him. I hated him back from when he was in Atlanta. And I don't hate him because he did that to dogs. I don't like that he did that to dogs, but that isn't why I hate him, Kathy. I hate him because I think he's a horrible football player who's way overrated, and he ruins every team he goes to. That's why I didn't like him. As a fan, I didn't like him. But I would never say that he deserved to be punished beyond going to jail, because he went to jail. He served his time. No, that doesn't entitle him to anything extra. But if a team is willing to invest in the guy and wants him to be part of the team, he obviously is good enough at what he does. I don't think he deserved a lifetime ban for it, in addition to serving his crime. Man, I'm on fire tonight. Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Pew, pew.
But that's the truth, though. That's how I feel. That's completely how I feel. And I'd love to hear what other people think. 914-338-1885 is the number to call in tonight. And, yeah, so there's that. I'm trying to see what else. Anything else? It looks like we're moving forward with another Saudi Arabia show. I know people will be excited about that.
Nope.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo. As Mick Foley would say, is this where the fun starts? yeah. There's also Bearcat, by the way. If Derek calls in, we got to talk about Bearcat tonight. My new favorite wrestler, Bearcat.
Bearcat.
I'm talking about Keith Lee, of course. He's Bearcat now.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I hope he gets a mask, like Battle Cat. That would be amazing. With the whiskers.
Oh, my goodness.
Big Bearcat fan. And you know what? It also reminds me. So Adam Cole did an interview this week. And you know how there were rumors for the longest time that WWE wanted him to come up to the main roster? They wanted him to change his name. They wanted him to manage Keith Lee instead of being like a wrestler. All that stuff. They were comparing him to... what was his name? Oh, come on. Oh, the guy that was with Bobby Lashley be like, my man, Bobby Lashley. We joked about it for 2 years. No.
MVP?
No, the little guy. The little guy with the...
The guy that
can go through eight tables and pop right up. That guy.
Yeah.
Superman. What was his name? I'm not being smart. Oh, what was his name? I don't remember. Joe, you know who I mean, the little guy that was with Bobby Lashley.
Oh, he was just in New Japan, too.
Yeah, my man, Tyler, not Tyler, Leo, Leo Rush.
Leo Rush. Yeah.
So they wanted Adam Cole to be the next Leo Rush, basically, to be a mouthpiece and occasionally wrestle. That's the rumor. So Adam Cole did an interview this week, and he said it's all bunk. He said they never asked him to change his name. They never asked him to manage Keith Lee. And if he came up to the main roster, if he re-signed with WWE and came up to the main roster, he was going to have a run, you know? That was the plan. He just really wanted to be part of a gang.
Hmm.
Yeah. So who's to believe? Again, I don't know. I don't know. But it would have been great to see him with Bearcat.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. So 914-338-1885 is the number to call in tonight. those Owen Hart tournaments just to get bread in AEW? I bet you they are.
Yeah.
He was kind of there before.
Yeah.
When they debuted the title, he brought it out. I'll bet you that's what it's about. See, I'm so cynical. You see that? Like, they're trying to do a nice thing for Owen's family, and I'm trying to figure out how they're making the most money off of it.
I don't think it'd be right to have an Owen Hart tribute without Britt, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder if they get Teddy Hart involved.
Please.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Maybe not. Sounds like there's heat there, Kathy.
Huh?
I thought you had heat with Teddy.
Oh, please. I think he's a good wrestler. Okay, I would give him that.
Yeah.
Anything else? No.
You know what's funny? I think we talked about it on the show, but the last time that I saw Teddy Hart was at I went to a Dynamite taping in Philadelphia. It was the night that I walked back from Temple, Kathy.
Okay.
Teddy Hart, Stro, he was sitting in the crowd for Dynamite with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a ticket, but he was in full gimmick.
Oh.
He was in full gimmick just sitting and watching the show with his girlfriend.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness.
You know, they said bring your gear. He brought his gear just in case.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, always bring your gear. 914-338-1885. Let's take a real quick commercial break, and on the other side, hopefully we'll get some callers in this John. And we'll get to talk to you guys. And, yeah, we'll have some fun tonight. Maybe we'll get done a little early. Certainly looking that way. Kind of lean pickings right now. But, yeah, 914-338-1885. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, he's declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
This is the Swifter, the Doctor of Sound, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Cam Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio.
I'll tell you what, that song never gets old. 914-338-1885. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. I'm Brady Hicks. I've got with me Kathy and Stro. And like I said, hopefully we'll be taking some calls this hour. The phone lines right now are wide open if you guys want to reach out. We will get you right on the air. A couple topics we're talking about tonight. We're going over the Ric Flair stuff and the Owen Hart Cup and all that. Before we kind of dive back in, though, Stro, what do you got going on this week, man?
Oh, well, another busy week. This Thursday night, WCW Retro at 19 Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. We'll be discussing some of our favorite three-person wrestling trios through the year. So,
yes.
Anybody has one of your favorite trios of wrestling you like to talk about, please call in. And this Friday night on the Stro Zone at midnight Eastern Standard Time on Facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. Double feature this Friday night. First, it'll be the Tomb of Ligeia. And the second feature will be It's Alive. So please tune in for that. At Saturday, I will be a special guest at the Power Comic Con at the Florence Center in Florence, South Carolina. I'll be there from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., I believe. So come on out and see us in Florence, South Carolina for Power Comic Con soon. For more information, go to powercomiccon.com.
Very nice, very nice. And, Kathy, you've got a busy weekend coming up, too. You're going to be doing Legends of the Ring. Is it in a new place? It's not in the old hotel, is it?
No, it's hysterical. It's called the ATA Hotel.
Nice. Are they going to be there?
No.
Okay.
It's like South Island. It's right off the Garden State Expressway, Parkway. Actually, it works out great. It's only 15 minutes from the airport. But anyhow,
Wow, okay.
They've got a lot of guys. Look, a lot of different people coming in. Matt Hardy.
I got the list right here. It's crazy.
Yeah, I can't say the guys ain't Jelani.
The Macho Man. The fake Macho Man's going to be there. I interviewed that guy.
Yeah.
Really? I love that guy. His name is Mach. His name is Mach, M-O-T-C-H. O.
Uh-huh.
Man, M-A-N-N. Mach, O, man.
Mach, O, man.
He's amazing. Wow. Yeah, he's amazing.
Awesome.
Some of my favorite trios are going to be there. Kathy, I see. Looks like they're really focusing on the women for this. They really are trying to get everybody back. Two of my favorite trios of all time, the beautiful people from TNA and Extreme Exposé from the old ECW.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Cool. Got the eye. Oh, the Iconics are back. That's amazing.
Yes.
Sammy Guevara, Aleister Black, Matt Hardy. Who's that guy? I don't know. Buddy Murphy. They're actually calling him Buddy Murphy. That's funny. The detectives. Tyler Breeze and Fandango. Moose, Mark Jindrak. Lars Sullivan. Brian Cage.
I can't even recognize Mark Jindrak. It's silly.
Well, it's been so long.
He's thin. He does not look the same.
Okay. Wow. I was always a big fan of him and, yeah. I like it when it was Jindrak and Palumbo. I like that team a lot.
Yeah.
Lacey Von Erich's going to be there. My God. She used to be my favorite wrestler, Kathy.
Oh, I know. I'm hoping Sabu makes it.
Third generation. What?
Sabu didn't make it to the Icon.
Okay. He's on tap for this one. He's on tap for this one, too.
Yeah. Clearly, he's having a very hard time.
Hopefully he's doing okay. I mean, obviously. Wait, you said he lost his wife?
Melissa Kurt.
I didn't know they were married.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, that's... I miss Melissa.
Well, they may not have been remarried, but they were together long enough.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a business partnership.
No.
Okay. Anthony Green, Cesarni. I'm just kind of jumping around here. Tony Nese. The guy from the red beard guy from the Wyatt family. Eric Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Mojo Rawley, Big Cass, Enzo. Yeah. Sonny Kiss. Deanna. How about Kiera Hogan being billed below the Macho Man? Tavares Bonds, Julia Hart. yeah, there's a lot of names here for sure. So you can go to legendsofthering.com and check out the full roster. Dawn Marie's going to be there. I used to really get along with Dawn Marie. She was... She used to do, like, those, like, wrestler rescue stuff, you know? And I guess at some point, there was, like, a controversy where, like, Kamala said he never got paid for it or something, and there were all these people questioning where the money went, but, I mean, by what I could tell, it was a great, great charity. Yeah. 911's son's going to be there.
911?
No, that's 911. Yeah, no, I saw Pauling, I assume, his son. Okay. Very cool. So definitely check that out. And that is legendsoftheRing.com. Great stuff, great stuff. So I wanted to talk about the Ric Flair stuff a little bit more because I probably haven't buried myself enough yet. But apparently, I didn't even notice this, but WWE has been distancing itself from Ric Flair, too. I didn't even know this. I had only heard about the car commercial. Have you guys heard about all this?
Yeah.
I didn't know. They took him out of the woo, out of the bumper in the beginning. They removed all of his merchandise from the shop that they were selling. They're not selling the had the legacy belts, the Ric Flair belts that they were selling, like the replicas. They're not selling them anymore. They took down, here you go, Stro, cancel culture. They actually had, 20 years ago, if you remember when they had that that show on Saturday night with Mean Gene, Confidential?
Yeah.
They did an animated thing with Ric Flair talking about, like, going on a flight and, like, giving lap dance to all, like, the stewardesses and, like, you know, being naked in his robe and, like, he just all this stuff. Basically all the same stuff he talked about in the documentary, or that they talked about in the documentary. They took that off the air. They took the cartoon off the air that WWE used to have on Peacock up until the documentary aired.
Wow.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ric Flair is still denying it, for the record. He denies that any of it happened. That he never forced himself on anybody.
See, yeah, that makes it tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you two know him, obviously. Like, I've only met the guy once or twice. So I don't know him real well, but from what I'm hearing, none of the stories from that documentary surprised anybody, really. But at the same time, it almost comes off as, like, this is one of those things that, like, you could get away with because it was the wrestling world, and now you can't because the real world found out about it.
You know, I don't know. I've never seen him doing like that, but then again, I wasn't there on the plane ride, so, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But one thing I can't understand, if Linda and Vince McMahon were both on that plane, okay. This is the boss.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Wasn't Vince wrestling Kurt Angle?
Was he?
I thought I remembered hearing that Vince was wrestling Kurt Angle in the aisle.
But,
maybe that was
a different fight. I mean, I cannot see Linda McMahon just sitting there.
Right. No, I can't either. I can't either. And it sounds like they kept sending Jim Ross back there because it was his job to clean up the mess. But when they saw it was getting out of control and they had to know, especially when they're picking up, like, the speakers and stuff, like, you know, they had to have known, regardless of how you feel about Jim Ross doing his job, that the wrestlers would have responded to them.
Yeah.
So it is a little confusing, the whole thing is. Again, I think it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I probably should just leave it at that. I wasn't there.
Hey, Brady, I just want to add one thing. Yeah, you were talking about with Flair, saying about all the stereotypes and everything.
Yeah.
I have seen, yeah, this is me, a woman, been around the business for years, going to the bars, hanging out with everybody. I've seen how the women throw themselves at these guys.
Right.
I mean, there's one incident where this girl pretended to be her twin sister, who was older. Wasn't twin, I'm sorry. They looked identical. Mm-hmm. Told everybody they were twins. Found out that the one girl was only like 14, 15 when she was sleeping with all these guys. And now she cries rape.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And you hear stuff you like know. That sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But,
that's what happened with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. But all these girls, I mean, they've throw themselves at these guys.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the male fans throw themselves at the guys.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they try, you know, oh, well, he did this to me. He did that to me. Well, what about that you lied about your age?
Right.
You know?
It's true. It's true. Yeah. It's true. I'm not saying that they're 100% to blame. Because like most things, I'm sure it's shades of gray. But I was always taught, Kathy, that nothing good happens after 2 o'clock in the morning. And I think that's pretty good life advice. I think that's pretty good life advice. So another example, and I, you know what, if I'm burying myself, I might as well bury myself deep, right? Bill Cosby, obviously, a lot of the stuff that he did was wrong.
Yeah.
There's no sugarcoating it. It was wrong. But don't tell me that some of those women that he brought back to his house at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning were there to play Parcheesi. Don't
exactly.
Kid me like that. Don't kid me like that, you know? They weren't going back to play Xbox.
Yeah.
There probably was no pizza on the way. So, not 9-1, but I'm not saying right, wrong, or otherwise. I just think it's a shame to see a legacy destroyed over allegations.
Exactly.
Allegations. And I know people deserve to be believed, but if you're going to say that, then I think people on both sides deserve to be believed until proven differently. So, anyway, 914-338-1885. So there's that. Stro, you were talking about Alexa Bliss. What were you saying with Dave Meltzer?
Evidently, Meltzer had put some kind of report about fans leaving when her segment, Playground segment, came about. And it turned out that wasn't so. And then Alexa responded to Twitter to stop lying today. Hashtag stop lying. Dave Meltzer.
Who the hell is Meltzer? That's amazing. That's funny.
I read it earlier and had to tell you about it. Oh, man.
Yeah. That is funny. Justin, I see you on hold. Just hang on a couple more minutes. We'll get to you real soon, pal. I saw that The Undertaker released the trailer for the Netflix thing with New Day, Escape from the Undertaker's Mansion or whatever. It is a shame that Paul Bearer is not around anymore, Kathy, because he would have been perfect for this Netflix thing. Absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to it. It's like one of those choose-your-own-adventures. So, anyway. I had one more just kind of real quick topic, and I'm going to throw it out there before we bring Justin on, let you guys chew it over for a couple minutes. So obviously the WWE draft is coming up in, I guess, about 2 weeks' time. It's going to start on SmackDown and then conclude on Raw. If you're WWE, if you're looking at SmackDown and Raw, and you can only move one wrestler from one show to the other, you know, who would your top pick be for each show, basically, you know? Who do you really want to see jump over to SmackDown? Who do you really want to see go to Raw? Is there anybody that's that interesting to you at this point? I'd love to talk about it tonight. I really would, because I think it's something that maybe can get a little discussion. Another thing that's going to get a little discussion, Kathy, we're going to bring on Justin. Justin Bateman is named it. Let's go on, Justin.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys?
How you doing, homie?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing okay. I'm just still trying to recover.
Just okay?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing worse. You were Ric Flair.
I mean, I guess Ric Flair, but other than
he's doing worse.
Probably. I mean, I saw the I saw the documentary. It was good, but whether you're a wrestler or whether you're a wrestler in the business and you've done it, you still shouldn't have your legacy tarnished like that. But it's a shame.
You thought the same thing about Hulk Hogan when he was exposed to have used the N-word. Yeah.
I never said anything about Hulk Hogan. But other than that, I don't say the N-word.
Not anymore.
I'm becoming a better person. I don't say it at
all. Yeah, brother.
Never.
I know. I know. I can't ever remember a time when you did. Yeah.
No, I did say it on your show.
We're whitewashing it. It's okay. That was the wrong word, Ken.
No,
I don't mean whitewash.
No,
you know what I mean.
No, I mean I did say it on your show, and I.
No, I know.
Bad.
It's okay. No need. Oh, I wasn't talking about you at all. I just meant Hulk Hogan. Like, you didn't think they should have destroyed his legacy over it.
I mean, it's all in popularity of the wrestler, and with Vince McMahon, it's all who kisses his ass, like The Rock, John Cena, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and many, many others.
Shawn Michaels is a kiss ass, isn't he?
I'm going to tell you. With me watching videos of doing, me watching videos of the exposed Vince McMahon, that's all they do. Kiss his ass. Even Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman are the two biggest ass kissers in WWE. And Roman Reigns. That's all they do. That's all they do to keep the belt. That's all they do.
Do you remember when they did the Money in the Bank last year at WWE headquarters, Joe? And AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan fought into Vince McMahon's office, and then they stopped and they had to fix the chair and like leave.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
It was last year during the COVID scare.
Yeah, I remember that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is
he writes people. They write people in to be kiss asses.
Yeah, and I'm telling you this, Brady. I'm telling you this. Would you and Stro, Derek, and the other guy on your show, would you guys want to be a kiss ass to be like, oh yeah, it's a kiss your ass to make $3 million a year? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would do it.
I'll do it. Just
give me a
title.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I would do it.
You know what I would say? You know what I say to them? You know what I would say to them, Greedy?
I think you'd say hell yeah if he really offered it to you.
No.
I think so.
I
disagree with you. I think I think he would be... Stro, he'd be in that boardroom going, yes, Vince.
Oh,
I agree.
Oh, hell no. Hey, Brady. Hey, stop the BS. This is what I would say to him.
No, it's not BS. I think it's BS that you would talk down to him.
No, I mean, Vince is a piece of shit. AEW's doing better.
You would turn down $3 million.
I would say, Vince, if you want me to kiss your ass, and you will have to assassinate me right here, right now, because I'm not doing
You're full of crap.
And go fuck yourself.
You are so full of crap.
No, I'm dead serious.
Keep it real, Vince.
I'm dead serious. I am keeping it real. That's all I do.
Why do you think they had a Kiss My Ass Club?
Because you and Stro will...
Anybody would kiss his ass for $3 million.
No. Here, let me tell you this. Because you and Stro and Derek would definitely kiss his ass just to take money
so
and
would
run.
You. So would you. We're
no,
just more honest about it. You're just
no,
lying to yourself. Yeah,
no,
you'd be like, I'd rather work at fast food than work for Vince.
No, I mean to be honest, I want to take his money even if he said, oh, here's $100,000. No, I say, Vince, take your money and shove it up your ass. I don't want it.
Kathy, what do you think about that? You think Justin would turn down the money?
No.
I don't either.
I would.
You're full of crap.
Oh, that's bull. Oh, that's bull. That's bull.
It is bull.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Let's hear Stroy's opinion on that. If he has
one.
If he had you come out in a pink tutu and do pirouette, you would do it.
No, never.
The things people will do for money.
Right.
Hey, Stro.
Nothing wrong with it. I would do it.
Hey, Stro. Me and you've been friends for... Me and you've been friends for a little while. I mean, if I were to
on
say...
On and
if
off
I,
a couple months, was, right?
Whatever, besides that. But if I were to say, hey, Stro, I'm a billionaire. I have money like Elon Musk. Here, I'll give you $1 billion if you kiss my ass. Would you do it? What's the...
Well, Brady would.
Hey, Stro.
I would finish the job for $1 billion.
Hey, Stro. But what if I were to say, hey, I'm hosting a Bigfoot convention, and I'll have $1 billion. I'll have $1 billion check right now for you. Take it.
All I got to do is show
just
up?
Just for going to a convention?
Yeah, I mean,
hey,
I would say, hey.
I'll do that for $1 billion. That's even better.
Hey,
yeah,
Stro.
I'd show up.
Hey,
I would suspect that you would lose a lot of money on that convention, though.
Oh, who cares? It's only money. The way I figure, if you're a billionaire, when you die, you can't take it with you.
Hey, maybe you can. You don't
somebody.
Even know that. You don't even know. Maybe you can take it with you.
Hey, Stro. I've always considered you a friend. I don't hate you at all. I just get into my moods, and I'm like, yeah. Like last week, I'm like, I just don't want to be talking about different things on the air. That's all. You're good.
That's all good.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
When I...
What did you do
when
last
I
week?
Went... No, I mean, I'm going to go back even further. When I thought that, I was thinking to myself, all these people that you
I'm like, thinking.
Like all the people that betrayed me, like Dustin and his buddy.
Who betrayed you? Nobody betrayed
Dustin
you.
And Dustin.
How did Dustin
buddies,
betray you? You just turned on him.
He tend to make fake Facebook accounts, and he called me in January, and he was like, hey, man, I don't like the way your attitude is. I was, you know, like, go fuck yourself. I don't really care. And then he stopped calling me. He must have had his panties up in a bunch and blocked me. So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I know I might have betrayed Papa Stroh, but I didn't. I was just mad at the moment, and I figure I should go into the podcast with Brady and just make up a little storyline that I don't like Stro and he don't like me.
What? So you were working us?
Yeah, I was.
Did you?
I was totally working.
Did you include Stro in the storyline?
I definitely included Stro in this storyline. I was like.
No, I mean, did you give him a heads up that you were working? You were making money?
No,
here, doing business?
No, I did not. It was just a work. It was a work just for fun. That's all it was. And I was like,
yeah, but
I was like, you know what? Stro doesn't like me. I don't like him. So why don't I go on a show, get mad at him, and just turn it into a. Turn it into a ball of rice and just have fun with it. That's
you
all.
Crazy. You crazy,
Joe. I don't start with me. Hey, you know who's crazy?
No, you are crazy. That's crazy.
No, you know who's crazy?
You are.
No. No, let me say who's crazy.
I'm telling you. Yes, I'm telling you.
Brady. You really want me to tell you what's you really want me to tell you who's crazy?
You are. I already said.
No, I'm telling you the truth. Okay.
I'm telling you the truth.
Hey, you remember when I went down to Texas in 2018, right? You remember when I went down there to
yeah.
see Dustin and his family well, and all
did,
that?
You did really
so
good.
I went down. I did. I got pictures of them all on my laptop. So I went down, and his dad picked me up at the airport, and we were hanging out talking.
Did
we
he have a nail in his leg, like Dustin said?
You said what?
Did he have a nail in his leg from the nail gun?
No, that's just fake. But the funny thing was,
did you see the black man that shot Dustin in the face?
No, I asked his dad. I said, hey, I got a question for you. I was sitting in the truck with him, and I was like, are you aware that Dustin is making fake profiles of wrestlers and messaging people? And he was like, no, I didn't know that. But we went down there the first day. His dad lit up into him, and he was like, Dustin, why the fuck are you making fake profiles of wrestlers? And he was like, No, I'm dead serious. His dad.
I'm sure you are, but who cares?
That's all he does anymore.
Who cares?
Next week
he's not bothering you.
Hey, who knows? Next week he could be Alexa Bliss or Karrion Kross. Who knows?
Yeah. You could also be at this by saying you wouldn't take $3 million.
I would never take that because that's dirty money.
Well, you're a dirty guy.
No, I'm not. I'm the cleanest guy.
It got really dark. All right, brother.
Brady.
I'm just having fun with you.
Hey, Brady.
What? What?
Hey, you're a good guy. You're a good guy, huh? You're a good guy.
Thank you.
I'm a good guy.
You're a good guy.
Hey, you're a good guy, too. I heard what you said. I heard what you said, Brady. Oh, you're a jerk-off. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love you, too, man.
Love you,
brother.
I love
you, too.
I'm just having fun with you.
Love you, too, man.
Take care.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
You, too.
All right. See you. My God. I love him.
Oh.
It's great, Kathy.
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Lord.
My God.
That was a good distraction. I'm sure it gave you guys no time to think about it. But I think if I were going to, play in a draft and again, this whole thing just feels so uninspired with WWE and the draft and everything. I think they talked about it so much, I think Drew McIntyre needs a change of scenery. And I hope when he jumps to SmackDown, I hope he gets rid of the sword and just kind of gets back to, like, what people were really enjoying about him before the pandemic hit.
Because
he was over, and everybody liked him, and it just felt like he was, like, something special, and I don't see it anymore. I don't see it. So I'd like to see Drew McIntyre on SmackDown.
Be nice change of pace.
Yeah, I think it would. And as for Raw, I mean... I don't know. I mean, again, that's why I say it's uninspired. You know, I don't really... Maybe Edge. I feel like there's a lot Edge could do. He's had a couple big feuds on SmackDown now. I'd like to see what he can do against some of the Raw guys. So, but it's uninspired. There's nobody that, like, jumps out at me like, oh, man. It used to be like they had these dream matches, you know? And it's like, there's no more dream matches in WWE. All the dream matches are interpromotional now. So.
Edge and Riddle might be a pretty good feud.
That would be fun. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so tough, too, because, like, Roman Reigns is so good on SmackDown that you almost don't want to move anybody over because they're automatically going to be number two. Like, I would love to see Riddle go to SmackDown and get a push as a main eventer. But I just, you know, he'll be second fiddle there. It's become more like Raw is the show where there's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stro, did you have any thoughts on who maybe you'd like to see jump?
Well, put you on Raw the spot. SmackDown. Well, Raw and SmackDown with that. Drew's long overdue, I think. I definitely go with Drew. And
he needs
SmackDown.
It.
Yeah. SmackDown to Raw. Oh gosh. I wanna say maybe I'd like to see the team of Otis and Gable.
Gable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that, for sure. Honorable mention, I think, also. And Derek, yeah, for sure. An honorable mention, and Derek kind of poo-pooed it last week, but I really think it's a good idea. I'd like to see Jey Uso on his own on the main event level, and I think he could do that on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. For show. Kathy, do you have any thoughts? Maybe who to switch brands?
To be honest, I have a real funny feeling they're going to try to split the Mysterios up.
Mm.
I do, too.
And
I was
think
hoping Dominic was going to turn on him.
I know. And I think
like,
it's way too
Ray
soon
just
to
keeps
split
lecturing
them up.
Him every week. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that'd
be
great.
It's way too soon for Dominic.
Yeah.
But, if they turn them against each other, I think that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, though, because like if Dominic's on his own, suddenly does he become like Umberto Carrillo or something, you know? Like, is he just going to kind of get lost in the shuffle?
Exactly.
He might. He might.
You know, seeing Dominic turn and have a little edge, that'll be something interesting. You know what I mean?
I agree. And I think he could really bring the brutality to his dad, you know? It would be an emotional feud.
Mm-hmm.
I would
like
it a lot.
Well, it was funny because when I was talking to Buddy Murphy, he said to me, he goes, oh, Charles Brain, and I said, hi. And I told him, that program that you did with Aaliyah and Dominic and everything was awesome. He goes, we really had a lot of fun with it. And I said, really?
You could tell.
He goes, yeah, until I got the 160 canings from Aaliyah and the family.
That was good fun.
Yeah. Oh, wow,
160 times.
Looks like fun.
Oh, yeah. Like you getting kicked by Sean Clark.
I always liked Buddy Murphy. I always did. Yeah. What about Sean Carter?
I said, like, you said, oh, yeah, that was fun, yeah, like you got kicked by Sean Carter.
Hey, that was fun. That was fun. No, it wasn't fun at all.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, please don't hurt. Please don't hurt. And it hurt. And then the best part was,
sure
Kathy, I rolled. I actually took two more big bumps after that kick that you didn't even see. The one was like they're trying to like roll me toward the apron, and I just rolled right off the ring right to the floor.
Oh, jeez.
And the other one was walking.
It's a little ring. You were good.
Oh, yeah, it's a little ring. Yeah, it's Jim Molyneux's old ring. And it's like a grass surface. It's not like concrete. It's like AstroTurf. So it was fine. And the other one was, but it looks real bad for people. And the other one was they're carrying me off, like, and I collapsed in front of the entrance. They had to, like, lift me up and, like, carry me backstage.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me, yeah. Yeah, so that was fun. That was fun.
Good.
Yeah, so do you guys want to do some quick hits maybe? We'll get out of here a little early.
Sure.
Yeah, cool. So the first one, and I thought this was really interesting. So somebody asked Booker T on his podcast. Kathy, you know the wrestler Booker T, right? He was at WCW for a little bit.
Yeah, just slightly, yeah.
Okay. So he was doing his podcast, and I guess one of the listeners asked him about WWE ever purchasing AEW, and his answer was never say never.
Oh.
You can't.
Cody would love it, right?
You can't say never on anything.
Right.
Did
anything
anyone
is never
really
say never.
Did anyone really expect McMahon to buy WCW when they did? Seriously.
No.
Right.
In fact, when my friend came over, I was telling him about the first hour. My friend would come over every week to watch Raw, so I was watching Nitro for the first hour before he got there. And I'm telling him all this stuff, and he didn't believe me. We had to wait for Raw and Nitro to start again for him to believe me. Yeah.
I never would think, one, that they were buying. Two, I never thought I would see Eric Bischoff in WWE.
No.
Yeah.
With that big hug.
Right.
Big hug. Yeah.
And then,
you're right.
You know, everybody when ECW first, quote-unquote, invaded WWE, everybody's like, oh, no, they just invaded. They invaded. I said, you people are stupid, right? They would not be here if McMahon did not buy them.
Why are there so many?
I wasn't there with ECW at the time. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on. He bought them.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, again, never say never. Like when Ric Flair shows up on WWF with the big gold belt. Never say never.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Right.
That was really crazy.
Yeah,
That's why, like, when people say, like, you know, Vince is going to sell it to Disney, like, or whoever, like, Vince is going to sell and then other people, like, Vince will never sell the company. Well, I don't think he will personally, but I can't ever say that he definitely won't. Because you never know. Anything could happen.
Yep.
By the way, Rhino re-signed with Impact Wrestling, so he'll be on that show for a little while more. A couple more years.
Okay.
I like watching Impact. I do enjoy it. I mean, it's a nice break. I usually split up my week. You know, I go WWE, then like AEW or Impact, WWE. I don't know. Like I'm rarely catching things as they happen. So.
Mhm.
Yeah. Let's see. We talked about Bearcat. I'm excited for Bearcat, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bearcat.
Becky Lynch confirmed that she was supposed to possibly wrestle Bayley at WrestleMania this year. That obviously fell through. I think they just decided to hold off the return since they had so much going on.
Hmm.
Here's another one, Stro, and you know this. So we were talking earlier about maybe like Bret Hart doing the AEW thing because of the Owen Hart Cup and everything. I had forgotten how close he was to Dax Harwood from the Revival, from FTR. I forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a huge Bret Hart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there's another reason. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he recently talked about some advice that Brett gave him. I found it interesting. He said, I like professional wrestling, like a lot, like too much. Probably why I'm always grumpy. Brett told me, never stop doing what you're doing. Good wrestling never goes out of style. Anyway, yeah, I thought that was more interesting than it was. Sorry. It was just whatever. That's about it. Drew McIntyre challenged Walter. Yeah, I'd like to see that, Drew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Marty Jannetty with his usual stuff. We still have weekly Marty Jannetty segment, honestly. He's always got something going on. That's about it, I think. That's about it. That's about it. Kathy, did you have anything you wanted to plug on the way out?
Nope. Nothing. Sorry. Okay. Nothing.
I'm sorry. All right, Stro, what do you got going on this week, man?
Oh, well, Thursday night, WCW Retro on DeuceNation.com. 9 p.m. Central Time. We're talking our favorite wrestling trios through the years. So if you got favorite wrestling trios and memories you want to share, call in. Saturday night, Stro Zone, Midnight Eastern Standard Time on Facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. Double feature. The Tomb of Medea, and It's Alive. So please tune in. And then Saturday, I'll be guest appearing at the Power Comic Con at the Florence Center in Florence, South Carolina for Power Comic Con. And for more information, go to powercomiccon.com. It'll be from 10 a.m. 5 p.m. and at 6 p.m. close.
All right. And ECWA returns to action on November 6th, Morganville, New Jersey. Big Thanksgiving Brawl Battle Royal. The winner will get a title shot at the ECWA title anytime in calendar 2022. Be sure to check it out, ECWAWrestling.com, for tickets and information. And don't forget that event streams as well on IWTV, where all of ECWA's beautiful history lies right there, IWTV. Thank you to everyone for tuning in tonight to In the Room, right here on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. Thank you to Kathy, to Stro, and to the best casting crew I could ask for, including Derek and Ray and Matt. Just so much fun with you guys each and every week. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the callers. Justin, I'm just messing with you, pal. Kind of. No, I'm messing with you. So thank you to everybody for tuning in. Be sure to check out all the other great stuff available on VOCNation.com. And we'll talk to you guys real soon. Love you all. Bye-bye.